Out to Cure Scleroderma Walk at Cherry Creek State Park. Here's an opportunity to have fun.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We're always adding a lot of good information there. We've got our bragging gallery. If you'll send us your photos of your kills and catches, I'll call it. We will post those there. We also have an Ask the Expert segment, where if you'll send us a question through our website and we use your question on air, we will get you a $25 Cabela's gift card. And, man, we have a packed house. We're going to have to get a bigger studio here, but we'll run around real quick. We'll feel like the Waltons. Good night, John Boy, all this. Anyway, we'll say good morning to everybody. So my partner, Red Merrill. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. You know, most of the pictures on that bragging gallery are mine.
Yeah, exactly. I know. See, Red goes to museums. I don't know if you guys know. He'll go to Cabela's or something. He'll get with all the taxidermy animals and make it look kind of like real out there. And he'll take my picture with this, and then we'll put it on the bragging gallery.
Roadkill.
You got to get on there some way.
Exactly, yeah. And then we've got Grant Gladson in the studio. It's been a few weeks since Grant's been in with One Shot Gear. Grant, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be back.
Hey, man, good to have you back. And I didn't mean to wear
Wow, you've got the whole deal, t-shirt
and my Sitka gear this morning. But, hey, that's what I threw on. Yeah. And Rod Myers, Summertime Alaska Charters, is back. Rod, good morning.
Morning, guys. Good to be here.
Our partner, Kevin Flesh. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
And Kevin's with Flesh Law. And, boy, it feels like we were just here, Kevin.
Oh, we were.
We were. 4 to 5 yesterday, Kevin and I did our show. And then we've got a good friend and buddy, Randy Bowman, in studio. Randy, good morning.
Morning, Scott.
So, great to have all you guys. And we've got a jam-packed show. Our number is 303-477-5600. If you would like to join. You know, sitting there, I love the way we start. I love this station, first of all, 560.
Absolutely.
I love a station that takes a stand. And that's, I mean, and I know John Rush, our good buddy, has a show here from 10 to 1 right after us today, would drive radio. And, I mean, Ken Clark does now a new show from, he's noon to 2, right, Matt? Okay, noon to 2, Freedom 560. And, of course, we still have grassroots radio after Haystack. And but I love a station that takes a stand for something. And I was thinking as the national anthem was playing, I wonder if that plays in the Oval Office when the president's alarm goes off. I doubt it. Man, I tell you what, I'd love to talk today and just talk about all the things that have gone on this last few weeks here with our president. But I'd rather talk about good things and happy things like hunting. I wouldn't mind taking him hunting. Our number is 303-477-5600. And tell you what, first of all, let's get into one-shot gear, Grant. And I called you yesterday, and you said you just got 112 boxes. So now's the time to come to one-shot gear.
Yeah, we are flooded. It all came in on Thursday, and I've been wading through the boxes to make sure everything's there and get everything organized. We're going to redo our showroom a little bit so we can show off a little more and get some of the featured items out, and a lot of good new stuff for 2014, so we're really excited for the season coming.
One-Shot Gear is located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Inglewood. Their number is 303-284-3828. And we're going to mention this a couple of times, but they've got a very, very cool event before we get into the whole deal with Sitka Gear and all the different things they have there. They're having a very special event with Blosser, and we're actually hoping our Blosser rep will be able to give us a call today to talk to us just a few minutes. But this is Blosser Day at One Shot Gear. It'll be June 13th through the 14th. Now, Grant, I tell you what, I'll let you kind of go through all the specifics of me just reading this. So tell us a little bit about what's going to happen there.
Yeah, so on Friday the 13th, actually, starting at 4 p.m., I believe. We're going to have people come over to the shop. We're going to have the Blauser Pro staff there with our inventory of Blauser rifles. Everyone's going to be able to ask any questions they have, you know, look over the rifles, look at the different options we have, learn about Blauser rifles. It's a upcoming rifle company in the U.S. It's from Germany, big in Europe and overseas, but hasn't caught on yet in the U.S., but it is growing for many reasons. But then on the 14th, we're going out to the Ben Lomond Gun Club. That's out by Kiowa, about an hour away. Everything's free. You show up, you shoot for free. We just want to let people be able to shoot the rifles, but we're going to have 5 to 6 rifles. We might even have a Sako TRG in there, but we're going to have their TAC-2, a more tactical rifle, and then some of their hunting rifles as well. So you can really come and try it out. It's a, you know, it's hard to go buy a new hunting rifle, especially when you're talking about a rifle that's 3,600 and up before you even shoot the thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you have no idea what to expect. You don't know what the trigger's like. You don't know what the action's like out in the field, you know, pulling the trigger with a live round. So it'll really give guys an idea of what to expect when they get the rifle.
And, you know, Grant, of course, we've been over there to the shop and handled some of those Blauser rifles. And not only are they a great shooting rifle, but they are a beautiful piece
gorgeous
of equipment.
Absolutely.
And when you spend that kind of a money for a rifle, you want the best, and Blauser is the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's what you're getting is a rifle that's just as accurate as a lot of those custom rifles that are made by the smaller rifle companies, and they're the custom builds. They take like a Remington 700 and then they'll rework it and make it a sub MOA rifle. And for long range, these rifles are that accurate, but you get a straight slide action. You get a completely modular setup. So let's say, you know, when you go in, you buy a 243. If you decide down the road that you want a 300 Win Mag, all you have to do is buy a new barrel and you can throw it on and you're good to go. So what this gives you when it comes to versatility is that once you buy an expensive custom extremely accurate rifle, you're not stuck to one caliber. You can always switch around. There's 32 different calibers, everything from 222 to 500 Jeffrey. So whatever you're chasing, they got something for you.
I wonder how that'll work with our wives, Red. Hey, look, we've got so many other barrels we can shoot.
It's such a good investment.
It's just one gun. It's just accessories.
I just bought one gun.
Well, you know, Grant, you've got one gun over there that I bet you're not going to be letting people shoot. And in fact, I don't even want you to bring it out because I've got my sights on this gun. It's that Blauser double barrel rifle.
That one of
470.
10.
470
Nitro Express.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, about $25,000, and I don't want anybody looking at that gun because I've got my name on it. So maybe, don't bring that one out and show it to anybody. Man, it is gorgeous. It's the perfect gun to take to Africa.
Yeah, a couple more world records, Red. That's what you'll.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, of course, you know. I mean, it's just be understood. If I go over, I'll get a world record.
Yes,
of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, what's cool is they give options for whether you're hunting mule deer and elk or whether you want to spend $30,000 on a rifle. I mean, it's really as far as you can take it. A lot of gorgeous wood guns, a lot of economical wood guns that still look great, and then a lot of really durable synthetics as well, just depending on what you need and what you're looking for with your hunting.
Now, let's get into a few things, and I was looking at your website this morning a little bit. Let's talk about the Berger Bullets a little bit. Tell us a little bit about that brand.
Yeah, so Berger Bullets, they make hollow tip long range bullets. They're all every bullet they put out is a match grade bullet. So it's all.
And explain what, for people that may not know what that is, explain what a match grade.
It's just the highest quality. It's made to you know, you're not talking about just like some Nosler bullets. You're talking about the highest end of bullets. Whether you're doing a varmint, a target, a hunting, or a tactical, they're all made to perform long range. You know, it'll vary, of course, depending on caliber, but Berger Bullets is the go-to for competition long-range shooters, which says something, especially when you go to hunt. Because, you know, even if you're only shooting 300-400 yards, you want a bullet that you can rely on. What we love about the hunting bullets, because Alex and I are both big hunters, is the way it opens up on impact. So the way that they're made to, the jacket's made to work, is it's 3 or 4 inches of penetration, and then it dumps 40 to 90% of its energy into the animal. So that way, instead of getting a small hole in and a small hole out, when it hits, it'll penetrate bone, shoulder, whatever you, wherever you place the shot. And then once it gets in, it'll dump its energy and cause the maximum damage to the animal. The wound channels are just unreal on the inside when it, when you look at the damage to the lungs and the vital organs.
Now, you know, sometimes on a Weatherby rifle, it'll say, use Weatherby ammunition only. I've had some guys tell me, that's absolutely true. I've had other guys tell me that's just because they want you to buy Weatherby ammo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and everyone, all the big companies, you know, they want you to buy their ammunition.
Sure.
It's just a ploy. The thing is hand reloaded, because we sell the bullets for reloading.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't sell the ammunition. When you hand reload a Berger bullet, it will almost always outperform any of the factory loads from any of the rifle companies. When you just put the time into it, you build your own load, it takes a little more time, it takes a little more investment initially, but once you get the reloading process going, your accuracy will have a huge jump, and down the road, as you shoot more and more, you'll end up saving quite a bit of money.
Well, good, because Red needs all the help he can get with accuracy.
That is
when you're
true.
Driving,
we all do.
When you're driving 40 miles an hour and you try to hit something out there at 200 yards.
Well, it does make it a little more difficult, you know, especially you're shooting those bigger calibers, you know, you got your eyes closed when you pull the trigger.
We don't want it to be easy, right?
Oh, well. Now, let's talk a little bit about Sitka itself, and a couple of minutes away from a break, but get into a little bit just the technology real quick, and then we'll come back and hit some specifics.
Yeah, so Sitka takes advantage of the leading technologies in the climbing industry when you're looking at the outdoor companies that focus more on like backpacking, mountaineering, rock climbing. When you're looking for the high quality textiles, Sitka uses it, and it's what those mostly are is what Gore-Tex comes out with, what Gore comes out with. So Sitka is owned by Gore, and so they get, most companies will be able to, you know, go through a pamphlet that Gore puts out and decide the textiles they want to put into their clothing, while Sitka gets to say, make this for me, because they're a part of the company. So they have a lot more pull, and so they can come up with their own textiles, their own blends to fit the needs of a whitetail hunter, a western hunter, a waterfowl hunter the best. So that's a huge advantage, because they're not nearly as limited as to what materials they can use in the building process.
Right.
Yeah, the gear is incredible. I mean, I bought a jacket for waterfowling last year, and everybody that I hunted with were like, wow, what's that?
Yeah,
you know, and just having that, sitting in a pit blind in nasty weather, it just makes a huge amount of difference. So I can only imagine the other technical gear that they have for the other specialties relating to the hunting. I mean, it's like any other climbing gear, anything else, it's just spectacular.
I mean, the right gear makes a hunt.
Yeah.
Because when you get out there, if you get cold, wet, I mean, you're kind of done.
Yeah.
I love hunting, but I don't want to be cold and wet. And this is like a layering type of effect. And I mean, like, now what I'm wearing right now is just, that's the open country, right?
Yeah, so that's the open country pattern. Or they're calling it now like big game. So, so that it doesn't get confused, because that is spot and stock big game.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Whether you're in deep timber, above timberline chasing goat, or out in the prairie chasing antelope, that's what you want to wear.
And I tell you, matter of fact, I put a review on your Google today for you. But Red and I, we were out by his house real quick for a break. And, I mean, we had no cover around. I mean, none. And some elk started over from us. How far, Red?
Half a mile.
Half a mile or so.
Shooting range for you, Red?
Yeah, well, half a mile.
That's right. Yeah, I like to lob mine in, you know.
Fire in the hole! Yeah, we ought to see Red. But, I mean, they came, what?
60 yards.
60 yards? Never knew we were there, man, sitting in this Sitka gear. And then we just did some turkey hunting up in Red Lodge, Montana. Turkey 15 yard. Never saw me sit there. I mean, it's amazing.
So yeah, it is great gear.
Oh, we've got Dave on. Okay. I tell you what, Dave, hang on with us. Dave's with Blosser. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back, talk a little bit more. This is Sportsman of Colorado. Our number is 303-477-5600.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck. A complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection. All for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the Zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the Zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
I'm Jason Lewis, America's Mr. Right, and I hope you'll listen to my show weeknights at 7 on KLZ 560, The Source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Waddy, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We got Kevin Flesh in studio, Grant Gladson with One Shot Gear, Rod Myers with the Can't wait to get to talking about summertime Alaska charters as well. But let's go to the phones real quick. We've got Dave Barnes on the line, the Blosser Rifles. And I think I met Dave one day when he was at your store.
Yeah, I think so.
Not too long back. But, Dave, how are you, sir?
I'm well, sir. And yourself?
We are good. We are good. And we've kind of been talking about this event coming up. Tell us from your perspective as being the rep for Blosser, why should we buy a Blosser rifle?
Well, that's a great question. They are extremely well engineered, extremely accurate. When you buy a Blosser product, you know that it's well made, that it's going to do what you want it to do. And a key thing about Blosser is the modularity. Mm-hmm. Our rifles, for example, can be changed into 34 different calibers simply by changing barrel, magazine, and in some cases, bolt head. And the same thing with our shotguns. You can go from a 12 to a 28 gauge on the same frame. So they're just very, very well engineered and very well supported products.
Yeah, I want one of everything.
Do you have a layaway?
Yeah, we get that a lot.
And it's not only are they functional and great engineering, but they're a beautiful rifle. I mean, the quality and the bluing and the wood. I mean, they're a beautiful looking gun.
Certainly, we've got our utility type rifle, if you will, our standard synthetic rifle for those guys and gals who are going into someplace wet or someplace rough. To our extremely high end rifles and shotguns, like you mentioned, that are, hand engraved, high grade wood. In a lot of cases, they are actually unique to the owner. And just they're just beautiful artistic pieces. So yeah, it's really up to the imagination of the owner as to the where he or she wants to go with it.
Hey Dave, can you describe the mechanism, the bolt mechanism on these rifles are a little different than the rest of the industry. Can you describe how they're different and why it's so important and how it helps with their accuracy?
Certainly. The action we pride ourselves on is called a straight pull action. So instead of a traditional bolt gun where you would actually cam the rifle bolt up, back, forward, and down to cycle the action, with a Blauser R8, it's simply pulling the bolt handle straight back and straight forward. And what that does is expand or shrinks a collet inside that action that locks up inside the chamber area. So it does two things for you. One, we have probably the fastest bolt action in the industry. Two, instead of having two or three or even six of your traditional lugs like you would on a standard bolt, you actually have 13 smaller lugs locking up inside that chamber area. So you have a very strong action. And finally, when you mentioned accuracy, it actually perfectly centers that bolt head. Which, if you know anything about rifle building and accuracy, that's pretty critical to making an accurate rifle.
Yes, and it allows you to keep your rifle up against your shoulder and your eye on the sights, because you don't have to pull the gun down and work the bolt. Like you said, with a cam action, you just pull straight back and straight forward, and it allows you to stay on sight and on target way easier.
Absolutely. There's no disruption of the actual shooting process because there's no bolt cutout on the stock. It also allows us to make really an ambidextrous gun, and that you can go with a right-handed or left-handed bolt housing in about 30 seconds.
Getting back
to that modularity thing. So.
Well, this event you're going to be having out here, Blauser Day at One Shot Gear, is a great event, and we are looking forward to coming out there and shooting some of these. We've held some at One Shot Gear, hugged some, walked around the store with a couple of rifles, but we've never been able to shoot one, so we are looking forward to coming out there, and, we're inviting all of our listeners to get in touch with Grant and get the information on it and get some folks out there to introduce them to One Shot Gear and Blauser Rifles.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. One Shot Gear is a great dealer for us, and they're one of our premium dealers, especially out in the West. And we'll have a lot of different products out there, from maybe single shot rifles to our bolt action rifles to our shotguns. You may even see a traditional double rifle for you African hunters out there. And we'll probably bring one of our tactical rifles for those guys who are interested in that long range precision that seems to be gaining in popularity right now.
Yeah, it sure does.
So we're pretty excited about it.
Dave, one question I have is, will you be providing free marriage counseling? Because if I go out there and buy a gun, I'm telling you, my wife is just going to have a fit.
Well, I don't know about free advice, but I can certainly offer you what worked for me.
It's my motto, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than for permission.
The great thing about Blauser's, again, is that modularity. You just take the barrels off, and it's hard for them to count the barrels.
Yeah. Hide them all over the house, and they have no idea.
Look, honey, I bought a stock for $50. Yeah. The barrel was $3,000, but yeah. Hey, Dave, we appreciate it, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there.
Hey, thanks, guys, and I look forward to meeting you and your listeners, and we hope to have a good time out there.
All right, we'll look forward to it.
Enjoy it.
All right, that's Dave Barnes with Blauser Rifles. Again, One Shot Gear. You want more information, check out their website, oneshotgear.com. You can call Grant, 303-284-3828. And we're going to come back to Grant here in just a little bit. But I want to get to Rod Myers with Summertime Alaska Charters. And we're going to get to experience this. And we appreciate that from Rod. And we'll be heading out there hopefully the first week of August. To check all this out. So, Rod, first of all, welcome again to the show, and we are looking forward to this. Now, I went to your website. You've got Create Your Own Custom Yacht Charter. Tell us what you mean by Create Your Own Charter.
Well, not everybody has the same idea of what a great trip to Alaska would comprise. So some people really want to concentrate on fishing. Some would like to get a lot of sightseeing in, check out the marine wildlife, that kind of stuff. So
right.
If somebody wants to wake up one day and they don't feel like putting a pole in their hands. They just want to cruise around and look at some glaciers or some seals or whales, then that's what we'll do that day. But there's just a little bit of everything up there.
You know, when you look at, and we'll get into the cost and all this in a little bit, but when you look at the cost of this, of going there for, you know, 4 or 5 days, and you really look at all that comes with this, I mean, it's a tremendous value. I don't want to say it's a great deal. It's a value that's really a nice deal.
Yeah, we think so. For what you get, it's all-inclusive, and you live aboard the boat. You're out there for 3, 4, 5 days, however long you want to be. And, you know, when we try to compare ourselves to a traditional fishing lodge in Alaska, Canada, or wherever, we're certainly competitive with those, and in many cases, we're a lot cheaper.
Yeah. You know, my wife is going with me, and she loves to go with me when I go hunting, but she doesn't want to actually shoot any of the animals. She loves to watch me hunt and stuff. But on this fishing trip, she's already boasting that she's going to catch bigger fish than I am, because she's planning on getting her pole and line in the water.
That's well, right.
Yeah, I told you guys a couple months ago that there are some universal laws of fishing that still apply to Alaska, and that is that the girlfriend or the wife is usually going to catch the biggest fish. And it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's generally the person that has the least amount of experience that ends up catching the biggest fish.
Well, the other problem is we don't have a second rod stamp in Alaska, so Red's already at a big disadvantage.
Rod, I got a question for you. I'm not near as old as Red, but
what, who is?
Yeah, what should I do to? I'm concerned. I was telling my wife that, man, these fish are big, and I'm afraid I'm not in the shape to. You know, who's going to help me reel one of these up?
Well, what we do is we stand by the pole with a knife, and when you get too tired, we just pull the knife out and cut the line.
I thought you were going to say, stab you and take his pole. I didn't know what you were where you were going there.
No, those poles are expensive, so we usually have them hooked to the boat. So.
Randy, you said you weren't in shape to maybe get some of that. Round is a shape.
Yeah, it's a bad shape. Another thing I was telling my wife is that, you know, I've always considered myself a great fisherman, but I just don't catch anything. I mean, that's my issue. And so maybe with what you just said, maybe I'll be the one bringing in the biggest one. I don't know.
That's very possible. But, no, when you get up there, you could work out a little bit, but it's not going to help you. You're gonna get on that pole, and you're just going to start reeling, and it's just second nature, you know, just like riding a bike.
Rod, what kind of fish can we expect to catch when we go up there?
We'll be catching halibut and bottom fish basically throughout the summer, and then we've got a couple of salmon runs that happen throughout the summer. We've got a sockeye run, and then later in the summer we've got coho, or silver salmon. And that's sort of the preferred run. Those are just strong, right still in the ocean fish that are coming in. They're 10 to 15 pounds, most of them, and you just have a blast when we get into a school of those.
Wow. But go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to ask about the bottom fish. So halibut, obviously, there are what everybody thinks about, but there are some other species of bottom fish that are fun to catch, too.
Yeah, there are. Lingcod, we get into some of the rockfish. There's a whole group of species of rockfish that are up there, and those guys are fun to catch too, especially when we get into shallow water. We can get a little light gear out, mm-hmm. and just have a blast.
Yeah.
What's the biggest fish around there, weight wise or whatever, that possibility of catching?
The barn door halibut, if somebody's lucky, we'll, you know, we can tag into some fish that are easily above 100 pounds, but
wow.
The average size is 20 to 40 pounds on the halibut.
Wow, that's cool.
We get large halibut, and the problem with those is they're fun to catch, but they're not as good to eat. And so we leave it up to the client. If they want to keep that fish, put it in the cooler, they're more than welcome to do it. The large halibut are females. They're the breeders, and we want to get them back in the water if that client doesn't want to put that fish in the box. The larger the fish, the more tough the meat, you know, flesh is, and that kind of thing. So it's right. Just not as good on the plate.
We got to take a short break, and we're going to come back with more with Rod Myers. Rod's number is 303-929-6889. That's 303-929-6889. SummertimeAlaskaCharters.com is the website, and we'll be right back.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Hi, I'm Trevin Stoltzfus with Outback Outdoors. I want to invite you to come check out the most advanced line of hunting bows and accessories at No Limits Archery today. They have everything you need to be successful on your hunt this season, including Hoyt's 2014 lineup, the Hoyt Carbon Spider, the most technologically advanced bow on the market. The Factor, Hoyt's premier 30-inch lightweight hunting bow, the Hoyt Charger, and the Hoyt Ignite, two loaded bows that won't break your wallet. Also, don't miss out on their full line of high-end Hoyt accessories. Everything you need to outfit your bow. Stop in today to check out the latest deals at No Limits Archery. You won't be disappointed. That's No Limits Archery, 303-270-0185. That's 303-270-0185, and that's NoLimitArchery.com.
Early retirement, changing jobs. Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
The Dennis Miller Show, weeknights at 10 on KLZ 560, The Source.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Waddy, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Kevin Flesh is in studio. We have Grant Gladson in from One Shot Gear. Also, Rod Myers from Summertime Alaska Charters. Check out their website again. It's summertimealaskacharters.com. Now, are you booked for 2014, or you still have a couple of slots you might work?
Yep, I've got three slots left still. Okay. We have one for late June. We've got one in early July, and then after you guys leave in August, then I've got a spot open for some salmon fishing.
Okay, so if you want some information, get with Rod. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and he will take care of you extra well. Again, his number, 303-929-6889. So, now let's kind of walk through the process, which we're kind of going through right now, but I'll let you explain it, of, okay, we want to go, we figure out the dates. What do we as a client do then?
You get with me so we can figure out your logistics as far as getting there and any additional things that you want to do when you're up there. For instance, next year, Kevin has a trip booked with us, and I know he wants to do some other things. He wants to go do some touring on the inside of the state, maybe go look at Denali, and that kind of thing. So we'll just get an overall idea of what your expectations are and how much time you have to spend up there. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk about the best way for you to get up there and what's going to provide you with the best opportunity to see you know, as much of Alaska as you can, whether it be, you know, flying. If somebody has a lot of time and they're able to make the drive up there, it's a adventure to go up there, and it's a great trip. So,
wow.
That's definitely on my bucket list, is a drive from here up there at some point, but you can't do that in a week.
Well, when I drive, I'm usually on my way there, and I'm there in about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, well, I guess to actually see the sights.
Yeah, you're, to see not, anything.
That's the thing. I'm not looking at anything. I've done there or been there and done that,
yeah,
as they say. So,
now talk about the boat itself.
Summertime is 57-foot motor yacht. We've got 3 staterooms, 2 baths, showers, kitchen, living area, and it's just a really nice boat. It's like a house on the water, as I've said. And it's a large, comfortable boat. We're stable. The water inside Prince William Sound where we boat is usually pretty calm, and we don't have problems with seasickness, that kind of thing, for people that are worried about that.
Yeah, do you have a laundry facility on the boat, or do people have to bring enough clothing for every day that they stay?
We have an extra pole with a hook on it. And
that's the way I do my laundry now.
You jump in,
right?
Wiggle around. We pull you back in.
It's the naval washing machine. Actually, we do have a washer and dryer on the boat, and you can use it. It's one of those portable kind of units, and it'll wash a small load, but... if you want to bring enough clothes to last you for a few days, if you need to throw something in the laundry, then we can definitely do it.
What about attire just while you're fishing? Shorts or, I mean, you need
it's
more.
Alaska, so yeah, you need to need everything.
You got to be prepared
for different weather changes.
It'll be 55 degrees and rainy possibly one day, but the next day it'll be 75 and just beautiful with the sun out. So be ready with a pair of rain gear, good outer gear, that kind of thing, and then comfortable clothes that feel good, a hoodie, t-shirt, jeans, that kind of thing.
Right. What about gloves? Do you have a particular type of glove that you like while you're fishing, or it keeps you warm and protection and all that?
For the most part, we don't use gloves, if you need to, we have some of those neoprene kind of gloves, diver's gloves on board, because you're going to get, well, not necessarily the person that's fishing, if they want to get their hands wet and hold some bait or hold a fish, then they can do it, but typically... you're not going to get wet as far as your hands go, so the crew on board will be taking care of the fish for you. So,
we were talking off air about how this trip differs from, like, if you're on land and you have a day trip for fishing or sightseeing or whatever, and you show up early morning and, you know, you get on the boat at 7 and you do your day trip and then you get off and you get back. This trip is so different because you're on the boat the whole time. You can certainly do some of those day trips and you can go to different places, but the nice thing is it's more relaxed and you have the ability to really see what Alaska looks like in that Prince William Sound throughout the whole period of the day and night, and it's just a different experience, and that's really where the value comes in.
That's true. You know, Kevin, you just mentioned on those day trips, the pressure is on.
Yeah.
You know, to get out there, get your fish, and get on it, and it's just a production factory. So we don't really want to go there. We just want to have a nice, comfortable experience, and our goal is when you leave, we want you to be more relaxed and feeling better and more rejuvenated than when you got there.
Right. Now, let's talk about items that we need to bring, okay? And I noticed on your
this is all about you, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well,
you're bringing Reds.
Yeah. Talk about luggage. but you mentioned like a soft side type bag, like a duffel bag, more deal, instead of traditional type of suitcase for storage and everything. But there's no Targets right by or Walmart, so you're saying, hey, bring what you need.
Exactly. Yeah. There's not a Walgreens. Make sure you bring your prescriptions. That's probably the most important thing. Mm-hmm. If you're on medications, bring what you need, obviously. Soft-sided duffel bags work great for packing in your gear because it's easy to unpack your stuff inside the rooms into the drawers where you can get to it, and then we can stow the bag in, you know, one of the stowage hatches. So that works really well.
Yeah, you know, Rod, I'm pretty much convinced that that being good looking, you know, is a requirement for catching the most and the biggest fish. So you know, I expect to be right up there at the top.
And understandably so, Red.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, there's a pretty good chance that we've got a case of sunglasses we can drop overboard. Let those fish get those sunglasses. Yeah. They're not going to see you. Red.
Yeah, you know, Scott was talking about maybe wearing shorts. That's something I don't do. I mean, my legs are whiter than the fish's belly. Now, they don't ever get any sun, and I won't be wearing a pair of shorts.
Well, thank you, Red. Yeah. Our number is 303-477-5600. If you have any questions, maybe you've been thinking about a trip, and of course, 2015. While it sounds like a long time away, it is not. It would be here before you know it. You ought to get in touch with Rod. This is going to be a fabulous trip. We're looking forward to it, and we'll be going in August, and we'll report back to you there. And then Kevin's going to be going then next year, but I'm telling you, I think it'd be so many times when you do traditional vacations, and Kevin, you know, you got your
family.
You know,
yep.
Man, you're going places, you're hustling and bustling, you got hotels, you got all the different things going on.
Right.
Man, this just sounds so awesome.
Yep. You show up on the dock, Rod helps you out, gets you on the boat, and away you go for a few days and see the sights, and it's just a great experience. I think we're really excited about it, and it'll be fun to hear what you guys have to think about it when you get back.
Again, Rod's number, 303-929-6889, 303-929-6889, and summertimealaskachartersdotcom is the website. All right, Grant, let's come back here and let's talk a couple minutes for our break, and then we'll come back and hit a few more things. Talk about other things in the store besides the Sitka gear, Blossa rifles. What else you got?
Yeah, so we're expanding and we're working on getting more camping and backpacking gear into the store. So right now in that realm, we carry the full line of Kennetrek Mountain extreme boots and some of their lower cut hiking boots as well, that we have used and we like in the field. We're also carrying the full line of Hilleberg tents. So this is a premium, extremely well-made tent, again out of Germany, very lightweight. They use a double tent setup. So you can use the inner mesh tent that's connected to the outer waterproof part of it. It's like a rain fly almost, except that's where your poles go through. And so you can use the outer shelter as well as just your shelter. You don't need the mesh tent. So you can have really lightweight setups. I think I have mine at just over 2 pounds.
Wow.
Right now to go backpacking for a single setup. And they have everything from, you know, lightweight single-person tents to all-season 8-person tents. So they have a very big variety, and it's great when you're looking for a good structure to take out and stay sheltered from all the elements in the field. We also do Suunto watches. It's they call them wrist computers. They're mountain watches. So they all have altimeters, barometers, and thermometers. So you can really keep track of the weather. They have weather alarms, so when a storm front's coming in, it'll let you know, give you a heads up so you know what to expect. Because, you know, when you're on those high country peaks, in 30 minutes it can go from bright and sunny to pretty dark and rainy. So it's good.
So you can look at your watch and go, okay, in 30 minutes exactly I'm gonna die.
Yeah. Well, then at least you know what to expect. You'll have a great 30 minutes.
Yeah, you know, you folks listening out there, if you haven't caught on to this, one shot gear carries the very best.
Yes.
If you want top line, the very best, one shot gear is the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I like hearing is I've bought my stuff. I'm a retired Marine, so I don't even like camping anymore, really. But I like hearing that you've tested all this.
Yeah.
You know, how many times have I gone to Walmart?
Dude, I'm telling you what. You walk in most stores, and I'll say, in my opinion, big box stores are very guilty of this. Most of your shops, and Kevin, your small flash shops that you'll go into, these guys are in the field.
Yeah.
They've done it. They've worn it. They've used it. And that's what we – because – I mean, while I'd heard of Sitka, I'd never had anything on it before we met Grant and Red, you know, and we went in there. But they say, okay, where are you going? What are you doing? What are you preparing for a little bit?
Yep.
Then they can direct and guide you, so to speak, to getting the right product because they know what it does. Yep. And that means a lot.
Absolutely.
Randy. You're 100% right.
Yeah, and that's the idea is we don't want to I mean, of course, we have to learn some of the new products that we bring in, but we don't want to sit there and lead you astray. We don't want you to be unhappy. Mm-hmm. And also for us, we want the best. So we're always looking for the new boot, the new tent. I mean, we're always looking for the bigger and better brand. And if we can find it and feel like we prove to ourselves that it's better than what we have, then we'll get the next thing coming.
So, and a lot of times people do that. They'll spend maybe a little bit more on the outer gear, then they'll come to boots and want to spend $50.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, that's the worst thing in the world to do.
Wild to me, because when you're out there, especially when you're backpacking, if your feet hurt, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
It doesn't matter, you know, how great you feel in the upper body, you're not going anywhere. Even if you're dry, if your feet are not in the right place, you're not going to be able to put the miles on that you need to get in on the animals that you're chasing. It's just, that's a huge part. And I, for a long time, tried to go with the bargain boot and everything, and I finally went with Kennetrex, and it just changed everything. I've never had boots so comfortable and that work so well. So I'm pretty happy to be where I am. But, again, we're always looking for something new, something better, and make sure that we can pass that along to the customer and give the local guys, because we want to make sure that when you come in, you can try multiple pairs of Kennetrex boots on, compare the different models, see what works. When you come and look at Sitka, we want you to be able to try everything on that you're looking to buy. We want you to put on your whole system mm-hmm. that you're thinking about getting before you actually get it, so you know how it works together. You know the sizing. You're not just guessing online.
Right.
You don't have to ship it back, and yeah. it's expensive stuff. You want to make sure you get what you need and exactly what fits right and makes you the most comfortable in the field.
And I can tell you, if Sitka makes it, they got it. And that's one thing. Again, a lot of your stores around, they may have a few pieces, but you know, getting there and seeing everything is really huge.
Yeah, so even including big box stores, we're probably at least five times more inventory than every store. I wouldn't be surprised if we have more inventory in Colorado than all the other stores combined.
No, you do, because I go to these other stores just to look around, and you do.
Yeah, and so we're actually one of the biggest dealers in the country. So we have a huge inventory. You know, it's not just we're not just big for Colorado. We're big for the country.
Right.
So we have quite a bit of it.
Matt, we're going to blow through this break here because we're going to run out of time if we don't. Now let's talk through about you have the waterfowl. Mm-hmm. So take a minute and talk about waterfowl.
So the waterfowl is the newest line they've come out with. It's a pattern designed to conceal you from birds coming in at a 45 degree angle while moving. So the pattern that you design for waterfowl, because the animals are in flight and they actually see a color spectrum beyond us, so they see four while we see three, it's just a lot different. The pattern you'll need for that rather than elk is a lot different. All birds have really sharp eyes, and so when you have, you know, just a picture of reeds on your jacket, they'll pick that up because it's just darker. It sticks out. It doesn't have the natural contrast that you'll see. But this waterfowl pattern, it really just messes with their head, and they can't, when they're looking for danger as they're coming into land, they can't pick it up. And it works really well. And it was funny, we went jump shooting this last December in Wyoming, and Alex's son and I went out. He had waterfowl on, I had open country on. Birds would fly over and immediately pick me up. I'm sitting there trying to hide behind bushes, and they would pick me up every time. But when it was just Grisha, they had no idea who was there, as long as he wasn't, you know, walking around
yeah.
and all that. And so it's pretty wild to see how it works.
Yeah, you know, I got the waterfowl gear, the bibs and the coat. And I'm telling you, I love that stuff. I mean, it's not only comfortable and the birds can't see you, but I stayed nice and warm and dry.
Absolutely.
It was fantastic stuff.
Yeah, in the truck, Red, you stay warm
and
dry.
That is true. You know, it's a little harder to stick your shotgun out the window, you know, but still, I make it work.
But you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the technology that goes in, it's made for, you know, everything from like from early duck to when you're sitting in mm-hmm. just frigid temperatures
right.
for long hours trying to get snow geese in late season. So it caters to all situations in waterfowl. They have some awesome new stuff coming out this year that we're really excited about. They have a soft shell pant for early season. and jump shooting. And then they have a insulated bib coming out as well. So there's a little more options when it comes to the bibs and the bottoms this year.
And that's what's so nice about it, because most of the traditional stuff that we all bought all our life was like heavy. I mean, you need a big jacket.
Right.
Man, you feel like a abominable snowman out there. You can't even walk around or raise your gun to shoot. This stuff is so lightweight, so it makes you feel good wearing it, and you're warm. I mean, it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it complements my good looks.
Yeah, you know? Well, it does, Red.
I like that face mask on you best, Red.
You know, you talk about trying stuff on. We tried, when I was in there with you, tried on the jacket with the insert, and is exactly right. It was too much for me. Knew I'd be too warm, so I went with a thinner one. I mean, that sort of service is really important, because you've got to have this stuff and try it on before you make that buying decision, because it is expensive gear, but at the same time, it'll all work. It's what your personal preference is, so it's so important to go into the shop.
And it's real hard to look online and judge what something is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
You got to feel it and touch it.
You can see pictures all day long, but until you get it in your hands, you try it on, you see how it fits, you see how you can move when you have it on, you don't really understand what it can do.
Now, you haven't talked about optics. Tell us about the binoculars and scopes and stuff that you have.
Yeah, so right now we're the biggest Night Force dealer in the state. So we have the biggest stocking dealer of Night Force in the state. So Night Force is its history comes from Australia, and it's more of like a tactical scope. But what it is it's a almost bulletproof scope. The seals on it will never break. They use the finest materials in the industry to make sure it's the highest quality. It lasts through the harshest conditions. And that for us is very appealing as hunters. They can be a little heavier, but they have come out with some lighter models for hunting, 2.5 to 10 by 42 models and 32 models. And so when it comes to tactical shooting, hands down, it's one of the best, because you can adjust. I mean, you can get a better scope, but you're paying $1,500 more. So you're getting good glass, high quality rifle, high speed turrets. You can make your adjustments quick. You don't have to worry about babying your scope. You know, you can drag it through some pretty harsh stuff and know that and rely on it when it comes time to take the shot.
All right, that's Grant Gladson, One Shot Gear. Their number 303-284-3828. Check out their website, oneshotgear.com. And you can call Grant. And you guys open at 10 this morning?
10 this morning? Or, yeah, Alex will be here at 10.
Alex will be there at 10. Yeah. Okay, great. All right, let's go to our good friend Dan Johnson at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody?
We're doing great, bud. We're doing great. Man, talking about hunting and Alaska and fishing, man, we're all fired up here. Hey, I tell you what, first of all, I want to thank Dan. If you listen to Haystack Help and this show, I've mentioned a couple of times, got into an accident a few weeks ago, and originally took my truck over to Dan's body shop, and we just decided there was so much damage there. I got into a new Silverado, so I want to thank Dan for helping me out with that, and a beautiful truck in the diamond white, and getting about 20.6 miles to the gallon right now, Dan, in that around town.
Great.
So that is awesome, and I love it. So I tell you, one thing about – now, Red, you had the cool seats. When I mean cool,
yes.
I mean actually heated and cool seats, and so I'd ridden with Red. But that's nice when it's warm out.
Yeah.
I mean, those cool seats. So tell us what you got going on this weekend.
Well, we used cars. You know, whether – I got about 200 in stock, and you know, we sold about 140 last month. So used cars. And if you don't want to buy one, I'll buy yours like I did Red's.
Yes.
I paid the top dollar, didn't I, Red?
Yes, sir, you did. My daughter had to get a mobility van, and so I was going to trade her van in. And no one gave me the kind of a deal that you gave me, and I really do appreciate it. And that's what you do for everyone that will bring a used car in there.
I will pay, you know, if it's nice, which her van was nice. If it's nice, you know, I will pay more than anyone else, any, you know, wholesale type basis, dealer or anything. So, you know, if you want to sell one and, you know, got an extra car laying around, I'll certainly buy it. I need them.
And I tell you, most dealers do not do that. They want, right. Hey, they won't even talk to you. If you're not trading and buying one, they won't do that. Dan will do that for you. Also, I want to mention, you know, man, the weather has been all over the board the last few weeks. We've had a lot of hailstorms and different things. Premier Body Shop at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And again, as we always mention, don't let your insurance company influence where you take your vehicle. That is totally up to you. And we have a great partnership worked out with Lynn Lyle, you know, with Haystack and with Kevin's law firm, Flesh Law, that, you know, if you get into an accident and you use Kevin and you see Kevin and you end up hiring Kevin as your attorney, and let's say your car needs some repair, if you go through all that and let's say you look at your policy and you don't have a car rental on there, and then you take your car to Dan Johnson at Lynn Lyle, all that said to say this, then Dan, if it's going to be there for a little while, Dan will fix you up with something to drive, and we appreciate that because sometimes that can be some expensive.
Oh, yeah, it can be real expensive. And just the convenience of it, and Dan's service, of course, they do a great job, so it's awesome. It's a great setup.
Thanks, guys. We try.
Yeah. So get out there. Take a test drive. I'm telling you, drive the 2014 Silverado. You will not be disappointed. And if you're looking for a nice pre-owned vehicle, Dan has a great selection out there. And if Dan says, hey, you're looking at maybe a couple in the garage you don't need, take them out there and let Dan take a look. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is located at 14500 East Colfax, just right off of Colfax and 6th Avenue. Their number 303-344-3100. So, Dan, thanks again for all your support, and we appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, you too, bud.
Thank you, Dan.
So, Rod, you getting back to you now real quick before we get out of here. You got a couple of slots left in 2014.
Yep, still do. So if anybody has a desire to go to Alaska sort of on a last-minute deal, give me a call and we can hook you up, and then we're
And I'm telling right you, we were just looking at flights. I mean, a lot of people may think it's $2,000 or $3,000 to fly there. It's not,
yeah.
Okay? It's $600-$700 bucks.
Right.
I mean, round trip. I mean, this is a good deal. And yep. And then, you know, if you get, I mean, family, whatever, but if you get four or five buddies that want to do it and you kind of split it up,
yep.
I mean, man, it's a great value. So get a hold of Rod. His number, 303-929-6889. And then Grant Gladson, One Shot Gear. You want to know more about the Blosser event, get with Grant, 303-284-3828. Today, John Rush, his crew will be in here at 10 o'clock. They'll be 10 to 1 with drive radio. So all your car questions, get those lined up. And then let me mention a couple of things during the week before we get out of here. John is also doing a new show, Rush to Reason, and it is 2 to 3 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday, and this is a great, fantastic show. And then the next several Tuesdays, I'm going to be hosting a new show from 3 to 4 called Your Money Matters, and that'll be along with Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage. And then, of course, Haystack Help Radio every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5.
Busy, busy, busy.
Busy, 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 I'm telling you. So I hope everyone has a great weekend. Thank you for listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My partner, Red Merrill, Kevin Flesh, Grant Gladson, Rod Myers, Randy Bowman. Have a nice weekend.
On KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
Primary season is upon us, and Tuesday, June 10th, is the next Arapahoe Tea Party. I'm Randy Corcoran, chairman of ATP, and your humble morning show host. Please join us as we welcome gubernatorial candidate Bob Beaupre, Molly Vogt from KLZ and from Americans for Prosperity, other grassroots organizations with opportunities for you to help with the NRA, with Heritage Action, and the new Pro Fracking Speakers Bureau. Check us out on Facebook or Google the Arapahoe Tea Party, 6:30, June 10th, at the South Metro Fire Rescue Building. I'm Randy Corcoran. Come early. See you there. The Arapahoe Tea Party.
It's Jimmy Sangenberger, president of Liberty Day. We are a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to educating students about the U.S. Constitution. We're working on an exciting new video game to be available to teachers of all grade levels called Constitution Town, a compelling new way to teach government using those tools which resonate most with today's kids.